This is Day to Day from NPR Studios in New York. I'm Madeline Brown.
And at Felipe's Original Restaurant in downtown Los Angeles, I'm Alex Chadwick. It's the biggest primary day ever in the U.S., and not just in the U.S. 6 million Americans live abroad. Starting today, those registered as Democrats can vote in the party's first ever global primary. Republicans don't have this arrangement yet. Overseas, they still vote by absentee ballot. With me on the line from Moscow is Andrew Hardesty. He's acting chair of Democrats Abroad Russia. Andrew, welcome to Day to Day. And how does this work? How do you vote in the global primary? What do you do?
Okay, well, what happens is there's a big problem for people living overseas in that they very, very rarely get their absentee ballots in time, especially someone living in Russia or maybe some other countries, and it would not get there in time. Your vote simply wouldn't be counted. So what you do in this case is you can vote with the Democrats abroad in a variety of ways. We have internet voting. You can also vote by mail through me, but that's not effective in most cases in most countries because of the mail systems. And you can also vote by fax, but you can vote live. And here in Moscow, we are going to be having a voting station set up on the 10th of February where people can come over and vote in person, show all of their necessary documents, sign up for Democrats Abroad on site if need be, and vote in the Democratic primary for Democrats Abroad, which is for some 11 votes, 22 delegates that we'll be sending to the convention.
Well, the way things are going, 22 delegates, that would be a very desirable number. This process isn't over today. It's going to last for a week or so. You'll be able to vote online, and then you'll actually have a ballot box, and people will be able to drop ballots in it, and those will be counted.
Yes. It will happen that way. People can vote through the 12th by internet, provided they did sign up already. It's too late to sign up to internet vote now. And I believe 36 or 38, over 30 countries in the world, there are actually going to be polling stations set up. And in that case, for example, in Russia, we are having ours in Moscow on Sunday, and there will be 7 hours in which Americans can go over and physically cast a ballot with us at our polling station and participate that way.
Are there particular issues that Americans abroad are going to be voting on?
Well, of course, it would depend on the country, but most of my members whom I know here, they're big issues for a lot of people, especially if they're paid in dollars, is the decline of the dollar due to what most of us consider economic mismanagement by the current administration. That's always a big issue. And also, for those of us who've been overseas for quite some time, we've seen quite a decline in just the overall respect for America, American traditions, and the United States in general because of a lot of the behavior of the current administration. So that's impacted on a lot of us. Just not to feel the respect that was previously accorded to Americans overseas is a big issue to a lot of people.
What kind of a turnout are you expecting?
There's been a lot of interest. I've increased membership by some 60 to 70% just in the last 3 weeks.
But does that mean that you expect 1,000 people to show up to vote at your ballot box on Sunday, or 500 or 10,000 or what?
We're not going to get thousands of people over here. There's a small American community over in Russia. Other places may have that many. It's the policy Democrats Abroad that we don't discuss our specific numbers. But I can say that we are getting quite a big interest in it, and I expect to have a very active voting station on Sunday. Quite a lot of interest, so I think we'll be busy come Sunday.
Andrew Hardesty, acting chair of Democrats Abroad Russia, voting this week with a ballot box on Sunday. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you very much.